spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. We're just underway, and the Pirates just scored their first points of the game with Brent Calhoun going to the hoop and laying it in. Tonight, Vashon is playing the Northwest School out of Seattle, and Northwest just turned it over. So early in the season now, the Pirates are 3-1 and looking good. I'm John Yates. Later on, Mark Schneider will be here with me, and we'll be bringing you all the action for the game tonight. The Pirates working with the ball at their end of the court. Jude Dardot now over to Olin Coley. Coley ball fake, goes to the hoop, kicks it back out to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg to the hoop, and tries to lay it up and in, and gets fouled on the way there, so he is going to the line now. And with that, we have... Unfortunately, folks, we don't have a roster, so it's hard to know the opposing teams. But we have first names, so we'll try and do our best with that. And Onasai was a fouled. Dardot for Northwest. Dardot hits the free throw. 4-0 Pirates now. Samir with the ball for the Northwest School, and as he pulls up and takes the three, Dardot is right there in his face, and Samir smashes into him, sending Jude to the floor, and on the turnover, Pirates gets the ball. That's Samir's first foul of the game. Pirates now with the ball. Dardot over to Stromberg. Stromberg rotating Calhoun. Pirates in the offensive set. Northwest School playing man-to-man defense. Now Calhoun goes to the hoop. Up, a lot of contact. Doesn't score. Dardot is there on the backside to get the rebound. He comes down. He has a couple of Northwest players hanging on him. So that is going to be a foul. Going to get the call here from the official. Looks like no foul. Maybe just somehow stop play. On the inbound play, Dardot goes to a cutting Brent Calhoun. Calhoun from the top of the key coming down the seam gets the bounce pass in, but as he goes in, there was a foul on that play, and that foul is going to go against Daniel Lang for Northwest. Now, ball comes into Rafferty on the inbound play. Owen Coley. Coley into the middle of the key, pulls up from the corner, takes jumper, misses it. Rafferty keeps the ball alive, but finally ends up in the hands of the Northwest school. Griffin O'Connor got that ball. Going to give it over to Samir, the point guard. Samir down to Renzo. Renzo, ball fake, and Rafferty right on him. Big man for Northwest. Now back to Samir. Samir trying to get baseline as he goes in. We're going to have a blocking foul against Brent Calhoun as Samir goes baseline. That'll be Brent's first foul of the game and the Pirates' first team foul. 6:16 to go in the first quarter. We have Vashon leading 4-0. Samir will inbound, long inbound. It's going to go into the backcourt. It's going to get out of bounds. Not sure why Renzo or Samir let that go. Legal play. I don't think it would have been an over and back. But anyways, on the turnover, goes over to the Pirates. It's going to have Sage Stromberg taking the ball out for Vashon into Owen Coley. Coley in the front court with the ball now. Going to dribble over to the right side, back to Calhoun. Calhoun out high, goes low to Rafferty Nielsen, and Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen, one dribble, and to the hoop, able to score off the glass. Nice shot by the big senior. Now, Samir with the ball for Northwest School. Ball fake, gets into front court on Jude Dardot. Northwest rotating the ball around. Over to O'Connor. Back to Onasai. Onasai goes low to Renzo. Renzo can't handle the pass out of bounds. So another turnover by Northwest School. And Pirates with a 6-0 lead. A couple minutes gone in the game now. Jude Dardot with the ball. Down low to Stromberg in the far corner. Strongbrew's going to kick it out to Coley out high. Coley's going to dribble up, going to pull up and take a three-pointer from the top of the arc, misses. And then Coley cut to the basket after Rafferty Nielsen had the rebound, misses the shot. Ball goes loose on the floor, picked up by Onasai as Onasai and Jude Dardot dove for the ball. Onasai came up with it, and he threw it back to one of his teammates and out of bounds. So it's over to the Pirates. Sage Stromberg takes the ball out of bounds now. Into Brent Calhoun. Finds the cutting Calhoun. Calhoun able to lay it in off the glass. Goes to the floor, but no call on Northwest School. So Northwest now gets full backcourt pressure by the Pirates. Gets it into front court. Good play. Didn't dribble. They just passed. Now Connor O'Connor with the ball for Northwest. Gets over to Lang. Lang out high. Going to go high post to Terenzo. Nothing there. And as it comes down, tries to go low, the Northwest player steps on the inbound line. And welcome back, everyone. Sorry for the technical difficulty there. 3:51 left in the first quarter. Pirates are up 8-0. Long inlet pass to Owen Coley. Out on the arc, takes a three, misses hard off the iron. We have Onasai with the rebound for the Northwest School. Onasai now in the front court with the ball. Got Jude Dardot on defense. Pirates in zone. Long shot by O'Connor. Three ball misses. Rebound Brent Calhoun. He'll bring the ball up the floor and get it down low to Rafferty Nielsen. Over to long pass over to Coley. Coley dribbles into the key. Nothing there. Gives it off to Nielsen. Nielsen dribbles into the key. Misses. Picked up by Northwest School. And they dribble down. Lose the handle. And the ball is picked up by Jude Dardot. So now Pirates have the ball back in the front court. And Calhoun hits the cutting Coley. Coley passes it off to Jude Dardot. Misses the shot. Check that. That was Sage Stromberg on the shot. Misses that, but Pirates get the rebound now. Calhoun with the ball over to Coley. Coley into the middle of the key. He's going to go up and off the glass. Rims off hard. So the Pirates are getting to the hoops so far tonight. We've got a foul going against the Northwest School. And that is going to go. Check that. That is on the Pirates. That's going to be against Sage Stromberg on the attempting to go after the rebound. So Stromberg's first foul, second Pirate team foul. Pirates in full backcourt pressure now. Onasai in the front court with it quickly. Going to set up the offense over to O'Connor. Wraps around to Amir. Amir misses a long three, an NBA three. Ball goes out of bounds and over to the Pirates. So, as I said, folks, the Pirates are getting a lot of shots at the hoop, but they aren't falling yet. However, Vashon does have an 8-point lead with 2:29 to go in the first. Ball inbounded to Coley. Now Owen with it. Going to give it off to Jude Dardot. Dardot spin move in the key, throws up a prayer off the glass, misses, but he gets called for traveling. So Pirates full backcourt pressure again. Oliver Bresnik in for the Pirates now at this point. Over to O'Connor. O'Connor getting Northwest School just rotating around the arc, looking for an open man. Finds O'Connor. O'Connor ball fakes. Nothing there as Pirates defense quickly collapses him. Vashon in a 2-3 zone. O'Connor gets the three ball away. Nothing there. Owen Coley on the rebound. Coley quickly up the floor, working against O'Connor, but O'Connor gets called on a foul. Actually, Coley gets called on the offensive foul as Coley tried to get the baseline, and O'Connor had good defense. I thought he had good position, but at first thought that they had called it on O'Connor. That is Owen's first foul of the game. He comes out now. And we have Brent Calhoun back in the game for Vashon, along with Stromberg, Dardot, Rafferty, and Oliver Bresnik. So Northwest School working with the ball here, rotating around inside to Renzo. Renzo high post, going to kick it back out to Amir. Amir looking three ball, but Bresnik won't give it to him. Now We've got Onasai from the far wing driving to the basket, misses, but on the way in, he gets fouled by Brent Calhoun. Calhoun's second foul of the game. 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Pirates up 8-0. So Onasai here will have two free throws. First one is away, and he bounces it off the glass, but it's good. Going to get Calhoun out now and Owen Coley back in. Onasai with a shot. Misses that one. Kofed Nielsen on the rebound for the Pirates. Owen Coley in the front court now setting up the offense. Goes to Dardot. Dardot has to go off his knee. Picked up by Onasai. Onasai with the ball over to Renzo. Renzo to the hoop and able to score now. That is the first field goal of the game for Northwest School. And that is going to be an and one as there's a foul going against Oliver Bresnik as Renzo drove to the hoop. So that's an 8-3 Pirate lead now. 1:04 to go in the first. Renzo on the line, lining up his first free throw. High arcing shot, hard off the iron. Bresnik on the rebound for Vashon, gives it off to Coley. Coley setting up the offense here. Northwest School stays in man defense. And Coley working with the ball. Pirates so far have struggled to break the defense, but they are leading. So Bresnik now gets a three ball from the corner, misses. Renzo on the rebound for the Northwest School. Gives it off to Amir. Amir in front court now, calling out the offense. Pirates still in the 2-3 zone. O'Connor with the ball, working against Sage Stromberg. Now into Renzo. Renzo goes in, tries to reverse under the basket, but Kofed Nielsen blocks the shot, goes off Renzo, out of bounds, over to the Pirates. Pirates now 20 seconds left in the corner. Going to work one shot. The shot clock is off. Jude Dardot passes to Bresnik. Bresnik, Pirates working around the ball there around the arc. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Owen Coley with loses the handle, gets the ball back. Looks three, nothing there. Over to Dardot. Dardot throws up a ball off the glass and misses. On a spin move in desperation, Jude threw that up. Almost went in, but not quite. So as we end the first quarter, Pirates looking a little bit rough, but leading 8-3. So with that, as I said earlier, Pirates with a 3-1 record on the season now, looking pretty good. And while we've got the break in the quarter, I want to thank the Voice of Ashland for putting us on the air. Dan Schuler and Steve Allen working with the equipment, trying to keep us on the air, keep everything going, and we sure appreciate everything the Voice of Ashon does to bring you Pirate Sports. They do a great job. So hope you're all listening because it's a lot of basketball this season, and the Pirates have a good team, so stay with us the whole time. Pirates now have a couple of injured players. Jackson Tracy is out for this game, as is Nolan Castro. Not sure what's going on, but the two seniors are vital to the team this season, and hopefully they will be back soon. But certainly Pirates have a lot of underclassmen this year on the team that are filling in nicely with the seniors. So as we start the second quarter, on the floor for the Pirates, we have Owen Coley, Oliver Bresnik, Jude Dardot, Sage Stromberg, and Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Northwest School will start with Onasai, Amir, O'Connor, Renzo, and another player whose name I don't have on the roster. So now, ball is stolen by Kofed Nielsen on a bounce pass. Pirates in the front court with setting up the offense. Coley calling it out. Pirates working the ball around the arc, looking for a seam. That man-to-man defense for Northwest has been pretty stingy so far on the points for Vashon. So, Jude Dardot now with a spin move, gets a little bit of opening in the seam all the way to the basket. Two dribbles, able to score off the glass. So, Jude Dardot with a nice move. gets a little separation. 10-3 Pirates. Renzo with the ball now, trying to get baseline, but Kofed Nielsen cutting him off. Back to Amir, Northwest School, looking for their own scene. Amir is going to take a long three, and he hits it. First three of the game for either team. With 7 minutes to go, it's 10-6 Vashon. Coley in front court going to take it all the way down to the hoop, but it gets knocked away by O'Connor as he goes in. Owen touched the ball on the way out as he tried to reclaim it, but it goes out of bounds and over to the Northwest School. Pirates in full backcourt pressure. Dardo, long pass up the floor going to Renzo. Renzo going to give it back to Amir. Amir now trying to go baseline, cut off by St. Stromberg, and his ball comes loose. Long pass up the floor by the Pirates, and is Dardot. Wow! To Dardot, under the basket, receives the pass in traffic, spins around, right under the hoop, puts English on the ball as it comes up off the glass, it spins into the hoop. He scores two, gets the end one, and hits the free throw. So, 13-6 Pirates, to Dardot is a nice-looking play. Now, Pirates full backcourt pressure. Bresnik giving Onasai all kinds of problems, but he finally gets the ball into front court and can give it off to Amir. Amir rotates around near side wing, but gets it right back. Going to take a three, top of the arc, misses. Dardot on the rebound for Vashon. Still set up the offense. Tries to get the key, but cut off by Onasai. Going to give it off to St. Stromberg. Stromberg looks low for Kofed Nielsen, but nothing there. So Pirates with the ball out high still, looking for an offensive seam. Dardot bounce pass into Kofed Nielsen. Not a good one. Knocked away by Northwest and picked up by Amir for the Northwest School. Northwest now in their offensive set. Have Renzo high post. Three men out, two on each wing, one out high. Amir with it, looking for anything, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now Amir makes a move to the hoop, goes in, looks like he traveled, but no call. Long pass out, 4 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest School still at it, and now we're going to have a clock time. Clock violation as good defense on the Pirates, giving Northwest School no openings whatsoever. So on the turnover, the Pirates start with it now. Bresnik will bring the ball into front court, going to give it off to Coley. Pirates back to Dardot. Dardot into the key, and now as we have 3 seconds in the key going against Sage Stromberg, so we're going to get a turnover by the Pirates. And Pirates will be in foul backcourt pressure. Amir will take the ball out of bounds for Northwest. Tries to dribble, splitting Dardot and Bresnik. Bresnik riding him all the way up, and they call a foul on Amir, pushing off on Bresnik. Oliver riding Amir all the way up the court, right on his hip. And finally, Amir must have gotten tired of him, pushed off on referee saw it, and they call the offensive foul. So, ball over to the Pirates. Stromberg throws the ball into Bresnik. Bresnik brings it into front court. Rotates it out high to Dardot. Dardot looking low, but nothing there as Rafferty's cutting baseline. Give it off to Coley. Coley's going to back out, start his offensive move. Finally, dribbles high on the arc, takes a three, misses it. Rebounded by Northwest School. Gives it off to Amir. Amir, long pass up the floor to O'Connor. O'Connor to the hoop, misses, but there's a foul on the floor as he made his move, and that's going to go against Sage Stromberg. So Stromberg's second foul of the game. Now we're going to get Stromberg out and Brent Calhoun in for the Pirates. Pirates' first team foul of the quarter with 4:39 to go in the second. Pirates are leading 13-6. Now on the inbound play, Daniel Lang fouled one of the Pirates on the inbound play as they tried to get it in, so that offensive foul works in the Pirates' favor. Calhoun inbound to Bresnik. Bresnik now in front court, going to give it off to Dardot. Dardot looks into Rafferty Nielsen. Rafferty up off the glass with a nice move, and scores now. Errant pass by Northwest School goes right to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun takes it in with the left hand, is able to lay it in up and over the hoop. He didn't even use the glass, so nice move by Brent. 4:15 to go now, 17-6 Pirates. They're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by the Northwest School. The coach didn't like what he has seen the last couple of plays. Yeah, errant passes and poor decision-making by Northwest. And time to settle things down. So here we go. So far on the game, we got Sage Stromberg with 8 points. Brent Calhoun has 4. And Rafferty Kofed Nielsen has 4. For Vashon. Northwest School, we have Samir with 3 and Enzo with 2. Thank you. Just reading from the book, as Jackson Tracy's mom is the official bookkeeper for the game here. Now, after the timeout, Northwest School inbounds against full backcourt pressure by the Pirates. And all Pirates with a lot of pressure. O'Connor passes the ball to Amir, and Amir tries to make his move before receiving the pass. Ball goes out of bounds and over to the Pirates. Pirates inbound now. Bresnik will bring the ball from backcourt into front court. Gives off near side wing to Jude Dardot. Dardot hits a cutting. Owen Coley. Coley goes to the hoop, missed it, tried to get his own rebound, and then on the rebound, fouls. So that's Owen's second foul of the game. Pirates, again, backcourt pressure. Ball comes in. Amir has a long pass up the floor to Renzo. Renzo right there receives it in the middle. Northwest School breaks the press easily that time. Working the offensive set, looking for the seam. Pirates giving him nothing out of the 2-3 zone. Goes high post to Renzo, over to O'Connor. O'Connor's going to take a three, misses everything. Coley on the backside got the rebound. But we're going to have a push-off going against Coley. Ah, that's not good. That's Brent's third foul. 3:37 to go in the second quarter. Pirates leading 17-6. Coley's going to be out, and Jude Dardot is back into the game for Vashon. So, long inlet pass to O'Connor from Onasai. Onasai with the ball now, working with it. And we're going to get O'Connor taking a three from near side wing. Misses. And picked up by Brent Calhoun after a tip by one of the Pirates. Calhoun quickly up the floor with it. Nothing there. Going to give it off to Bresnik. Bresnik takes a three from near side wing. Misses. Rebound. Northwest School over to Amir. Amir quickly up the floor trying to get baseline on Calhoun. Gets it. But nothing there. There wasn't a scoring opportunity. Now the ball comes into O'Connor. O'Connor from out on the wing. Dribble drive all the way to the hoop and able to score up and over the iron. Pirates now, front court. Dardot's going to set up the offense, calling it out. He's going to get a high screen from Kofed Nielsen. Then goes inside to Nielsen on the give and go. And Nielsen, no dribble, able to score as he throws it up. Bounces off the iron once off the glass and drops through the hoop. 19-8, Pirates. Another errant pass by Northwest School after a lot of pressure by the Pirates in the backcourt. Ball goes over to Vashon as it was out of bounds. Brent Calhoun will do the honors of taking it out of bounds. 2:39 to go in the half. Calhoun inbounding to Dardot. Something went wrong with the Pirates there as somebody missed the assignment because the ball went low and nobody was cutting to the hoop. So going to go over to Northwest School on the turnover. Pirates pressing backcourt again, but Amir dribbles into front court with the ball, wants to get baseline, nothing there. But Amir pulls up, takes a long two-pointer, 13, 14 feet out, and hits it. So 19-10, Pirates. Pirates working with the ball, goes into Dardot. Dardot in the key. Doesn't get any clearance, there's too much defense was on him. Ball rotates around. Now, as Pirates try and find an opening under 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brent Calhoun with it over to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg's going to drive into key, throw a shot up, and hits it. Stromberg from about 8 feet out, able to bury a little jumper. So nice shot by Sage. 21-10 Pirates. Minute 40 to go in the half. Northwest School with the ball now. Onasai, near side wing, fakes three, goes high post to Renzo. Back out to Amir. Amir's going to dribble in, take a shot from the high post corner, misses it. Rebound by one of the Pirates, who I will have to look up his number on the roster. Unfortunately, we do not have a program tonight, so I don't know everybody. Now we're going to get Jude Dardot taking a long NBA three. Misses, though. Rebound, North School. Onasai gets it. He's going to bring it into front court. Off to Amir. Back to Onasai. Onasai all the way to the hoop, but ball is knocked away by the Pirates. Onasai gets it back, able to get it over to Amir. Amir takes a shot, misses everything. Ball collected by Jude Dardot. Dardot is going to bring it up and set up the offense. 42 seconds to go in the half. Dardot now spin move in the key, up off the glass, misses it, but we have a foul going against the Northwest School, and that will be on, don't have the call yet from the official. Looks like it's going to go against Amir, so Jude Dardot is going to get two free throws here. That is Amir's fourth foul of the game. So he's going to come out now, probably sit down for the rest of the quarter, 37.9 seconds to go. Jude hit the first free throw, missed the second one, and as Brent Calhoun was going to the for the ball, there's a push by O'Connor and sends Calhoun to the floor, and so Pirates will have possession here. Brent Calhoun getting helped up by his teammates, a little bit of limp coming out of it, but it looks like he's walking it off. St. Stromberg will inbound the ball for Vashon. Actually, that was the fifth foul of the quarter. So that will put Brent Calhoun on the line for two shots. There is no longer 1-1 in high school basketball, which seems like a very odd rule change. So once a team has achieved five fouls in a quarter, they get a bonus where they go to the opposition goes to the line for two shots. Calhoun hits both of his free throws. Northwest School working with the ball against heavy backcourt pressure by the Pirates. 20 seconds left in the quarter now. O'Connor with the ball back to Onasai. Onasai ball fake on St. Stromberg. Goes to the hoop and rattles it home. Touches all sides of the rim before finally dropping through. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. 24-12 Vashon. Dardot now asking for a little bit of help on the high post screen. Doesn't get it and makes it. Errant pass to Nielsen, and Northwest School has the ball as time runs out. So as we go into the halftime, Vashon is down 24-12. Pirates struggling to find really an offensive, I guess, consistency. Haven't hit any threes yet in the game, which is very unusual for Vashon, as they like to shoot the three ball, and they have very good shooters, but so far everybody's cold tonight. All have been field goals from 2 points. So with that, folks, I think that I'm going to take a break. We have about 9.5 minutes before we start the second half. Really appreciate the voice of Vashon putting Pirate Sports on the air and Vashon basketball. Dan Schuler is in the studio tonight, making sure that we stay on the air. And with that, we're going to take a little bit of break. Remember, everyone, go Vashon. Welcome back to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball, everyone, as we're about to start the second half. Both teams are back out on the floor, and the Pirates are leading 24-12. A little bit of a cold start for the Pirates. Haven't hit a single three-ball shot yet, and just struggling to get to the hoop on the against the Northwest School defense. On the other hand, Northwest School is having a struggle getting to the hoop against the Pirates 2-3 zone. So We'll see what happens in the second half here. As Pirates come out on the floor, we're going to have Jude Dardot, Brent Calhoun, Sage Stromberg, Owen Coley, and Rafferty Kofed Nielsen on the floor for Vashon. Ball comes in low to Coley, cutting into the middle on the baseline. That's there, so he kicks it out high to Stromberg. Stromberg takes up the hoop, misses the shot, and as Stromberg went for the rebound, one of the Northwest School players did also, and we're going to call a foul on Stromberg now. First referee called the jump ball. Second official, the head official, said no, it was a foul on Stromberg. Now, Pirates backcourt pressure, but Northwest School able to break it. As we got Onasai dribbling all the way up the key, middle of the key. Pirates weren't reset on their defense, and he's able to score as he floats one in from about 5 feet out. Coley with the ball now for Vashon. Going to give it off to Rafferty. Rafferty having it stolen by Onasai almost, but Onasai fouls him as he went for the ball. On that last play where Sage Stromberg was called for a foul, that was his third of the game. Two against Onasai at this point. Now, Calhoun with an errant pass to a cutting Owen Coley. Over to Northwest School on the turnover. Northwest School down 10 points with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Just getting going in the second half here. Samir with the ball now. He goes in against Brent Calhoun, able to put it off the glass, misses it, almost got his own rebound, but knocked away by one of the Pirates, picked up by Owen Coley. Coley in the front court now. Crossover dribble in the middle of the key, kicks it out to Jude Dardot, and Dardot finally hits a three ball for the Pirates from the near side corner. And with that, we're going to have Northwest School coach taking a 30-second timeout as he has a question for the referee. Not sure what it is or what he saw, but he isn't happy about something. But a nice play by the Pirates as Coley dribbled down, had the defense collapse on him in the middle of the key, kicks it out to Jude Dardot in the corner, and Dardot hits a long three, taking the Pirate lead to 13 points, 6:36 to go in the third quarter. As both teams are in their huddles on the sideline, Pirates are the first to come out. And Northwest School is out now. Northwest School will have the possession. Onasai will take the ball out for Northwest. He'll come into Samir. Samir, backcourt pressure. Jude Dardot right on him. Check that. Stromberg down. Jude Dardot, though, steals it from Samir and lets the defense go past him. He misses the lay-in on the ball fake. Rebound backside by Stromberg. Stromberg puts it up, misses it. Rebound Brent Calhoun. Calhoun able to score for the Pirates. Pirates with a 15-point lead now. Their biggest of the quarter. Going to get Oliver Bresnik into the game as Jude Dardot just got called for his fourth foul. Dardot, Stromberg got called for his fourth foul. Stromberg out of the game. Bresnik in. Northwest School working with a spin move by Griffin O'Connor into the middle of the key. And as he moved, we're going to get Brent Calhoun on the foul as he grabbed O'Connor. They're going to call it on the shot, too, which... thought it would have been on the floor, but O'Connor, you know, to the line for two, hits the first of his two free throws. Going to get Calhoun out of the game now, and Gus W. in for Vashon. Number 15, 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Got O'Connor hits both of his free throws. Dardot at the point, setting up the Pirate defense or offense as Northwest School has changed defenses now. They're going to a 2-3 zone, which has maybe opened up the longer three-point shots for the Pirates. Pirates down in the short corner to Rafferty Nielsen, working around the arc quickly, but can't seem to find the seam. Now they find with Bresnik with a three, misses. Coley high for the rebound, but it just goes off his hand. And over to Northwest School, Onasai with the ball. Samir now, again, not watching the ball into his hands before he's moving. Almost loses it out of bounds, but gets it back. Now, O'Connor receives a pass from a cutting Onasai. This is a three. but Northwest School gets the rebound. Now, O'Connor, another spin move into the key, crashing into all kinds of people. Resnick called for the blocking foul on it, but I don't know. O'Connor was out of control. I thought that it should have been offensive, but the referees didn't see it that way. So Griffin O'Connor will go to the line for two free throws for the Northwest School. And this is the first of two. So he'll get the ball back. Pirates up 13 points, 29-16, 5-17 to go in the first quarter, or third quarter. O'Connor hits the second of his two free throws. Coley now will bring the ball up the floor for Vashon. Pulls up his dribble a little bit too high, but finally finds Dardot for a little reception. And now as they go high post to Rafferty Kofit, Nielsen, Onasai comes over his back, crashing into him, gets called for the foul. That is the third foul on Onasai of the game. Second team foul on Northwest School. Long inlet pass to Dardot. Dardot takes a three, misses everything. Ball out of bounds and over to Northwest School. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. Pirates full backcourt pressure again. 14 fouls on the Pirates. And so now ball knocked away by Dardot, picked up by Coley. Coley into the key, over to Dardot, up off the glass. Oh, misses it. Had a good opportunity to score with an open look, but just moving a little bit too fast and can't convert. Now over to Samir. Samir quickly into the key. We're going to get a foul going against Jude Dardot as Samir crashed into it, but Dardot was moving on the play, so that's going to put Samir on the line for two free throws, 29-17 Pirates. Samir, first one is away, and he hits that nothing but net. That was Jude Dardot's first foul of the game, but fifth team foul on the Pirates already. So Northwest School will be shooting two free throws for every foul that the Pirates commit in the third quarter now. Owen Coley with the ball over to Bresnik. Bresnik over the pass, but stolen by O'Connor on the quick hand. O'Connor quickly up the floor with a little bit of a reverse lay-in, but able to score. Pirates now, their 15-point lead is down to 8. Dardot in front court, and so now we have a timeout taken by Coach Ben Larson. It's going to be a full timeout with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Pirates up 8, 29-21. So good timeout by the coach there as the Pirates are looking a little bit ragged all of a sudden. And with that, scoring so far is led by Sage Stromberg. With 13 points. And then Brent Calhoun with 6, Rafferty Kofed Nielsen 4, Jude Dardot 2. Griffin O'Connor leads the Northwest School with 7. Tied with Samir, also 7. So with that, there is your scoring breakdown. And I have to apologize, folks. I have Jude Dardot and Sage Stromberg reversed. Stromberg, been doing that all game, so I apologize for that. As I said, I don't have a roster, and so I'm doing my best to remember everybody's names and their jersey numbers. But we got it settled down and cleared up for the rest of the way. Ball inbound by the Pirates after the timeout. Stromberg with the ball, looking high post to Nielsen. Gets the ball right back, takes a three from the corner, misses. Rafferty Nielsen there for the rebound, misses the putback. Bresnik misses the putback. Finally picked up by the Northwest School on the rebound. Onasai with it, giving it up to Samir. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Samir calling out the offense. Looks to a cutting O'Connor, wide open. O'Connor able to easily score on a baseline drive with no defense on him. So Stromberg with the ball near side to over to Gus. High going to Rafferty Nielsen. Ball comes loose. The ball knocked, pinballing around a number of players. Finally, referee says it's off Northwest School and out of bounds. So 18 seconds on the shot clock. And Sage Stromberg will take the ball out of bounds. Long pass into Owen Coley. Coley now cuts into the key, finds an open Gus. Gus, three ball away, and hits Dustin Van Ness. Pirates needed that as they need a little bit of good news on the scoring front. Now the ball comes loose. O'Connor was trying to take a pass and fell down. Over to Coley. Coley misses the shot, but gets fouled by Onasai on the three-point attempt, and now he's going to the line for a three. So Gus W. will have to get his last name. Hit the three for the Pirates, giving them a nine-point lead again. The Pirates really needed that shot. Coley, first free throw, hits that. That's Owen's first points of the game. Owen has to be the leading scorer for the Pirates on the season. He is a really good shot, but has been off target a little bit tonight. Hits the second of his three free throws. Coley gets the ball back for the referee, sights in the basket for his third, and hits that one as well. So Owen Coley, three for three. Onasai with four fouls now for the Northwest School, stays in the game. Gets the ball off to Samir. Samir into front court, looks baseline, but nothing there. Long pass over to O'Connor, back out high to Onasai, knocked away by Gus for the Pirates. High into Renzo. Renzo able to do a little spin move from the free throw line, two dribbles down and able to lay it in. Good move, good quick move. Yeah, Pirates with ball in the front court. Rotating around, high post to Nielsen, over to Brent Calhoun with a beautiful give and go along the baseline. And Pirates able to score, 37-25 now, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Onasai with the ball in the front court, going to take it all the way down and throw a crazy shot. Unfortunately, fouled by Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen, and didn't really look like he was close to Onasai, but the referee saw it, and Rafferty did reach out, so it must have hit Onasai on the way in. Onasai going to get two free throws, misses the first of two. Ball back now. And so for Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen, that's his first foul of the game. Onasai misses both free throws. Brent Calhoun high for the rebound. He's going to come quickly up the floor, take it all the way down, kick it out to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg hits a three for the Pirates. Pirates back to a 15-point lead quickly. Basham finally finding the hot hand on the three ball. Samir crashes into Stromberg on the way up the floor. No call. Stromberg back on his feet. Pirates back in the 2-3 zone. Just collapsing on O'Connor. O'Connor with a fadeaway. Misses. Brent Calhoun on the rebound after the shot. Pirates finally slow it down as both teams were flying up the floor on the last few possessions. Now short corner down to Nielsen. High up Stromberg. Stromberg thought three for a moment, but doesn't take the shot. High post to Calhoun. Calhoun looks low to Rafferty, deals to nothing there into Stromberg. Oh, and the Pirates getting a little bit too tricky as Stromberg dribbled into traffic, tried to feed Rafferty, but Aaron Pass goes out of bounds. Over to Northwest School. O'Connor with the ball in front court now. Off to Onasai. Onasai quickly into the key, and as he goes in, they call another foul on Rafferty Nielsen. Even if it's on the floor or shooting, it doesn't matter now. As with the new rules, after five fouls, the opposing player gets two free throws. Again, folks, one of the oddest rule changes I've ever heard of. Not sure why that happened with the WIAA, but it did. And here we are, and Onasai hit the first of his two free throws. Minute 37 to go in the third quarter. 14-point Pirate lead. Now we got a whistle on the floor. There is a, not sure what had happened, but one of the Pirates had something going on. Referee, maybe uniform issue. Anyways, referee stopped it, reset things. Onasai missed his second free throws. Brent Calhoun on the rebound. Gives it off to Owen Coley in the front court. Ball knocked away. Coley gets it back. Now Coley into the key. Bounce passes into Calhoun. Calhoun loses the handle as there's a lot of hands in there going after it. Kicks it out to Stromberg. Stromberg misses the three, but ball collected by Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen. RKN. Now RKN gets the ball in the short corner, looking for somebody. Out to Stromberg, over to Coley. Coley going to take three. It's going to be short. Ball tipped up in the air, picked up by Samir. Now, Samir bounce passes up the floor, knocked away by Stromberg, picked up by Gus for the Pirates. Sage gets the ball back and is set at the Pirate offense. Goes high post, Nielsen down low to Brent Calhoun. Nobody is there. Within 5 feet of Calhoun, he has an easy two. 16-point Pirate lead, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pirates pressing Samir in the backcourt again. Samir trying to get to the hoop, into the key. Kicks that to O'Connor. O'Connor takes a look at three, but the Pirates quickly out there on defense stop him from taking the shot. Now, long pass over to Samir. Samir with Gus right on him. Can't get a by a shot. Now takes a long shot from high above the free throw line. Misses. Renzo battling multiple Pirates for the ball. Gets the ball back up off the glass and able to score. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Gus, back to Owen Coley. Coley with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Dribbles behind him, takes a three-pointer, misses as it was too hard off the front iron, but ended up being a pretty good quarter for the Pirates. They had about a 10-point lead at the half and scored 16 points in this quarter to open it up to 14 points. So with that, team fouls reset at the start of each quarter, so both teams back to zero. Does not mean that the personal fouls on individual players reset, just team fouls. So as both teams go to the benches and get a little bit of instruction for their coaches, both teams have players with four fouls. Onasai has four for Northwest School, and Pirates believe Owen Coley has four fouls, and Jude Dardot has four. Coley has three. Brent Calhoun has three. Sage Stromberg now leading the charge with 16 points for Vashon. Griffin O has about 10 for Northwest School. So those are your leading scores. As we start the fourth quarter, 8 minutes is showing on the clock. Again, 14-point Pirate lead. Northwest School will start with the ball. So they have the possession arrow, and they will change the Pirates. There's the next jump ball. Play has started. Samir thinks three. Top of the arc goes high post to O'Connor. Nothing there. Back after Samir. Samir hits a long three from high above the arc straight away. 42-31, Coley with the ball in front court. Going to give it off to Stromberg. High post to Brent Calhoun. No one around him, so he takes the 15-footer, misses it from the corner of the free throw line. Northwest School rebounds it. Samir thinking three again. He hits the last one, so maybe he's got the hot hand. Going to give it off to Onasai. Onasai into the key, kicks out to Renzo. Renzo dribbles it off his foot. Now comes loose. Should have been a traveling call as Renzo picked up the ball and slid across the floor, then rolled, and finally the whistle comes in, and it is a traveling call against Renzo for the Northwest School. So turnover to the Pirates. Stromberg takes the ball out of bounds. Coley is there, too. They're going to wipe the floor from where Renzo crashed on it. And so Owen Coley will do the honors of that, give the towel back to the official. So we'll start play here in just a moment. Stromberg inbounds to Coley. Coley in front court, high post to Calhoun. Calhoun turns around, takes a 14-footer, misses, rips the ball out of Renzo's hands, puts the shot back up, misses that one. Renzo on the rebound again. Northwest School in the front court now on offense. Samir asks for a screen on Calhoun, but nothing there. Pirates in man defense now. Giving up on the 2-3 zone for the moment. Pays dividends as the ball is knocked away from Samir and right into Gus's hands for the Pirates. High post now to Calhoun. Calhoun, one dribble in to Rafferty Nielsen. Rafferty Nielsen up off the glass, able to score. 44-31 Pirates. So Onasai with the ball against heavy backcourt pressure given by Stromberg and Gus. And now Onasai goes to the hoop. And a little bit of out of control, throws the ball up, but gets the foul called against Brent Calhoun. So Onasai to the line for 2 points, or two free throws for Northwest School. 6:24 to go in the game. Pirates leading 44-31. Onasai's first free throw is off. So he has struggled from the free throw line a little bit tonight. He's gotten there, but can't quite convert himself. See if, misses that one too. Now, ball knocked up in the air by RKN for the Pirates, picked up by Brent Calhoun. Now, high post to Calhoun. Calhoun into Rafferty Nielsen, but too much traffic, so he has to kick it back out to Stromberg, back into Calhoun, and there we go. Brent Calhoun with a dribble drive and a floater from about 8 feet out, able to score off the glass. 46-31, Pirates, 15-point lead. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. Samir with the ball now, over to Onasai. Pirates back in their 2-3 zone. Now, Onasai shot from the corner. This is everything picked up by Calhoun. Calhoun quickly up the floor, and as he does, I believe it's going to be on Onasai. That may be his fourth or fifth foul of the game.
No?
Okay. No, that was on O'Connor. So O'Connor's only his second foul of the game, and now he gets the steal from the Pirates. He's going to take it all the way down up off the glass and be able to score. So Griffin O'Connor, leading scorer for Northwest School, able to convert again. Owen Coley now in front court, and Ben Larson wants a full timeout. So the Pirates have come out looking a little bit better in the second half. They've warmed up on the shot selection, but that last series there, offense and defensively, Coach Larson didn't like what he's seen, so he is calling the timeout. And I think that is it. So basically, shooting stays the same. We have Sage Stromberg with 16 points. Brent Calhoun now has 12, 14 points. Gus with a three-pointer. Jude Dardot with two. And Rafferty Kofed Nielsen with eight. Leading scorer for Northwest School is O'Connor with 11 points. Samir has eight. And there we go. So the only person in foul trouble for Vashon is Jude Dardot with four fouls. Onasai for Northwest School also has four fouls. One team foul each now as we start the fourth quarter. And now a ball comes into Onasai. Onasai over to O'Connor. A little bit of a bad pass. O'Connor should have been able to score easily but can't. So they kick it out to Samir. And Samir hits a three-pointer, bringing the Pirates lead to 10 points now. Now high post Brent Calhoun into Kofed Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen. Rafferty tries to go underneath and be up behind the basket, unable to score. Rebound Northwest School. Now Samir into the hoop, up off the glass, misses the shot. Three Pirates there for the rebound. Finally Brent Calhoun comes down with it. Calhoun quickly up the floor, going to give it off to Sage Stromberg now. They're going to sort of reset the offense and slow things down. Owen Coley going high post, Brent Calhoun. Calhoun dribbles in and down low to Jude Dardot. And Jude Dardot hits a three from the far corner. So 49-36, Dardot's fifth points of the game. And now we're going to get a timeout by the Northwest School coach. He's asking for a full timeout. So he's looking for a little bit of a quicker transition from his players as not everybody was down there set on defense as the Pirate offense got going. So it's 4:28 to go in the game. Pirates are leading by 13. And so, folks, stay tuned for, with the Voice of Vashon as we will have a second game tonight. The girls will be next. They'll start probably a little bit after 7 o'clock. And Voice of Vashon will bring you all the action. So we hope you'll stay with us and listen to the girls and see if they can get a victory here against the Northwest School. Both teams back out on the court now after the timeout. Onasai will inbound to Samir. And Samir with the ball. Going to take a long three ball is away. Rims off. Renzo had the rebound in his hands. Knocked away by the Pirates, but there's going to be a foul called against Owen Coley. As thought he knocked the ball away, but must have got Renzo's hand in the process. So I believe that is Owen's fourth foul. It is Owen's fourth foul of the game, second team foul on the Pirates. 4:20 to go in the game. Now, Onasai with ball in the key. Little juke step around Rafferty. Unable to score, though. His ball was up off the glass. Over to Dardot. Dardot takes those three from the same spot. He hit the last one. Misses that one, though. Northwest School picks up the ball after the miss. We have a three-pointer now from Samir. Looks like a long two. Thought his foot was on the line, but both officials say, nope, three. So 49-39. Pirates' lead is 10. Long pass cross court to Owen Coley. Coley thought three, but goes high post to Brent Calhoun. And Calhoun steps in one dribble, takes a 10-footer. Ball bounces around on the rim, finally bounces out. Rebound, Northwest School. Northwest working with the ball into Onasai. Onasai into the key, up off the glass, misses it. Owen Coley on the rebound. Coley quickly up the floor with it. Cut off by O'Connor. High post to Calhoun. Calhoun, little dribble drive and a floater from about 10 feet, able to hit it. 12-point Pirate lead with 3:10 to go in the game now. O'Connor had an open three, misses it, gives it off to Samir. Samir with an NBA three, misses it. And Pirates on the rebound. Brent Calhoun collected that one. Now down low in the short corner to Rafferty Nielsen. And beautiful play out of the short corners. There's one bounce pass to a cutting Brent Calhoun. Calhoun lays it in and scores. 14-point Pirate lead. 2:45 to go in the game. Onasai into the key, up off the glass, and we're going to get a foul on one of the Pirates. We'll see who it is. As Onasai is with the same play, basically trying to split the Pirate zone. And as he goes in, he throws up just a shot and doesn't make it, but gets a call. And that's going to go against Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. That is Rafferty's third foul of the game. Puts Onasai on the line for two shots. Three team fouls on the Pirates. Ball is away, and Onasai's struggles continue as he is not able to hit a free throw. So gets the ball back. Lining up his second shot. Ball is away. Misses that one. Rafferty on the rebound for the Pirates. Going to give it off to Owen Coley. Coley into front court. Met by Onasai there. Goes high post to Brent Calhoun. Kicks it over to Dardot in the near side corner. Nothing there, so rotates back out to Coley, out on the top of the arc. Now ball goes into Rafferty Nielsen, knocked away by the Northwest School. Renzo ends up with it. Samir now takes a long two from about 12 feet out and able to hit it. 12-point Pirate lead. Pirates working with their offensive set in the front court. Ball tipped away but picked up by Coley. Coley going to the hoop. Throws up a floating 12-footer, misses that one. Rebound, Renzo for the Northwest School. Quickly, Samir up the floor, trying to beat Brent Calhoun to the baseline. Calhoun cuts him off, kicks it out to O'Connor. O'Connor now working with the ball. He can't do anything with it. Rotates around to Samir. Samir into the key. Floats up a 5-footer, able to hit it now. And with a 10-point Pirate lead, a minute 41 to go in the game, the Northwest coach calls a full timeout. Could be just to give his players a rest, as most of these guys have played the entire game, as has most of the Pirates. So Pirates with not a lot of substitution tonight and some guys playing with foul trouble. Same thing on the Northwest side. And with that, both teams will make their run in the last minute 40. We'll see if the coach for Northwest is trying to set up Samir, who seems to have the hot hand at the moment with some three-pointers, trying to get him some open looks. Not the best way you can get back quickly into this game. But the Pirates kind of let him back in and then take the points back, running up to 15 or 16. Northwest may get a little bit of a hot streak going and then come back again soon. As the buzzer sounds, the end of the timeout, both teams come out on the floor. Pirates will start with Sage Stromberg, Owen Coley, Jude Dardot, Rafferty Kofed Nielsen, and Brent Calhoun. These are the starters. at the beginning of the game, and they will finish the game for Vashon. Now, backcourt pressure by Northwest School and trying to trap Dardot as he brings it in. And Dardot gets in the front court over to Owen Coley. Coley splits two Northwest defenders, and one of them fouls him as he dribbles by. The second team foul on the Northwest School and the first foul on number 13 for Northwest. Again, folks, no roster, so I'm not sure of this player's name. Pirates inbound to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun, bounce pass over to Dardot. Dardot back over to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg now looking for Kofed Nielsen. As Nielsen goes baseline, he gets wrapped up by Renzo, not wanting him to shoot, so that is a foul against Renzo. Renzo's first of the game, third team foul. Ball into Coley, over to Dardot. Dardot is going to get an open look. Three misses. Samir on the rebound for Northwest School. Minute 10 go now. Three ball thrown up by Northwest School. Rebounded by Renzo. And Renzo able to come up and go off the glass with the left hand and score. Now, we're going to have another foul on the Northwest School as Coach is urging them to get their defensive trap set, but the only thing that happened was they fouled Dardot. That is a 14 foul on the Northwest School. And here we're going to have Owen Coley with an open three. Misses hard off the back iron. Picked up by O'Connor. 50 seconds to go in the game. Pirates up 8 points. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Jude Dardot. Dardot dribbling into front court, and we have a reaching foul by O'Connor as he goes by. So that's going to be the fifth team foul, and it's going to put Jude Dardot on the line for two free throws. 42.7 seconds left in the game, 8-point Pirate lead. Dardot's first free throws away, and Jude hits that, nothing but net. Pirates have had good percentage free throw shooting tonight. So that is always helpful. Jude's second ball is away, and I must have jinxed it, but Brent Calhoun gets the rebound, kicks it out to Coley. Pirates will probably try and delay 9-point lead here, work it around before they shoot it. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Pirates happy just to work the offense and not take the shot. Now, Dardot with it, no one around him, high post to Rafferty Nielsen. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and finally they find an open Owen Coley. No one around him. Easy lay-in for Owen. And now Owen steals the ball, coming back down the floor. So 11-point Pirate lead. Under 10 seconds to go, 8 seconds to go in the game. Pirates are just going to let the clock run out, as both teams will. And Vashon will come away with its fourth victory of the season. Gets one defeat. So nice win for the Pirates. Wasn't their best game of the season, but I'll tell you what, they gutted it out and they had a really good second half. First half a little bit rough, but Vashon sticking with it. Did a good job. A little bit of a cold shooting night, but they sure worked the offense well, the passing well, and they found some really good open looks under the basket in the second half. So, good game by the Pirates. Our leading scorer is going to be Sage Stromberg with 16 points, and O'Connor would probably be the leading scorer. Actually, Samir is going to be the leading scorer with Northwest School, approximately 15 points. So, good game. And with that, folks, we're going to take a break. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Vashon. Thanks to Dan Schuler for keeping us on the air, and Steve Allen with all their work trying to get the equipment going. Hope you'll stick with us for the girls' game. And with that, we're going to take a break. And wherever you go, everybody, just remember, go Pirates.